Walter and King were waiting at the intersection of two trails. One trail led to the river, and the other trail went all the way to Mount Katahdin. Anderson couldn't believe how tired his father looked. What if they couldn't find the cave? What if they found the cave, but Jason and his mom weren't there? The rescue team would have wasted time by searching in the wrong place. Seeing the doubt in Anderson's face, Walter knelt down. You know the rules, right? Stay close behind King and me, and stay calm. When you and I are calm, King is able to do his job better. He rubbed his son's shoulder. Which trail should we take? Anderson hesitated. Then he pointed to the trail that led to the river. Sissy and his mother stayed behind. King and his father headed off with Anderson trotting behind. The river trail looked completely different at night. Although Anderson could hear the water cascading over the rocks on his right, he couldn't see the river below. What if the storm had washed away all traces of Jason's and his mother's trail? What if King couldn't pick up their scent? What if he couldn't find the cave in the dark? Jason, where are you? Anderson shouted in panic. The sudden loud noise startled King. He whined and veered off the trail, but Walter held his leash tightly and talked in low tones to the dog. Then he gave Anderson a look and spoke quietly. Don't do that again. Anderson felt terrible. They had to find Jason and his mom. He shined his flashlight on the slope to their left. He remembered that two pine trees had stood on either side of the cave entrance, as if they were guarding it. Dozens of pine trees covered the slope. Anderson played his flashlight on the other side of the trail. He saw a white birch that had fallen into the branches of another birch tree to form a natural bench.